This is St. Louis Public Radio. Last month, a person who identified himself as Dominique called St. Louis on the air to weigh in on airport privatization. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff reports, the identity of the caller is likely the man in charge of communications for the city's Airport Advisory Working Group, which has repeatedly touted transparency. And his name isn't Dominique.
Douglas Petty says he calls radio programs all the time, and when he does, he uses his name. But the man who called sounded so much like Petty, we looked into it. We've been unable to obtain the AT&T phone log, so we hired an audio forensic expert.
I would consider it more likely than not.
That's Rob Maher, a voice recognition expert at Montana State University, who has testified as an expert witness in federal and state trials. Maher compared audio from the Dominique call and a phone interview with Petty from June. As part of his analysis, Maher lined up distinct words frequently used in both audio files.
Time. Process.
He also created a spectrogram, a type of graph that can compare the pronunciation, cadence, and frequency of words.
These characteristics of the speech, the certain phraseology, the pronunciation, the emphasis, the pitch, those things are all very comparable, and then that would lead to a conclusion that there's a likely match between the two.
Immediately after the radio show, Petty acknowledged he had listened live, but said he uses his name when he calls into shows. He's never directly denied to St. Louis Public Radio that he made the call. This week, in an email, he said his final comment is, quote, "The truth is all that matters." I'm Corinne Ruff, St. Louis Public Radio.